Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughters. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and I hope you're having an amazingly awesome and fantabulous day. It's Friday, so welcome to Faith Bomb Friday. If you have just found your way here and this is the first episode you are coming into, or maybe you just found me recently, welcome, welcome. So glad you're here. And go back and listen. There's like over 200 episodes, and there's lots of goodness in there and just amazing content that I have prayed over and I believe that God is moving in. And so I want to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged to walk closer to the Lord. And that is my heart for you. So really quick, before I jump in to the Psalms for this week, I wanted to remind you and encourage you to grab the Going Deeper series. This is a 5-week series that is going to add to my Wednesday podcast episodes. We are going to be talking about being an overcomer and having an abundant life and living a victorious life. And there is the regular free podcasts that are coming out over the next 5 weeks about overcoming different areas of our life. But if you jump into the Going Deeper series, it is going to be extra material, extra content, scriptures for you to read throughout the week and steps for you to take to really get healed in certain areas and grow in certain areas and, as it's called, go deeper. So if you're interested in that, go to the show notes and there will be a link there, or you can go to my Instagram and it'll be in my bio there. And I would love for you to join. You can also email me if you're not finding it. I will also be sending an email about it just to remind you, but I would love to have you join in there. It's just a way for you to jump in and get deeper with the Lord, dive into more of his presence and grow in new ways. And guess what? It's only $27. $27 for 5 weeks of extra content, scripture for you to read, some download printables for you to take steps to new places with the Lord. So it's a steal and I am excited for what God's going to do. So go ahead and grab those in the show notes. All right, let's jump in really quick to our Psalms for the week. Like I said, it's Faith Bomb Friday, so this is my quick devotional for you just to get you ready for the weekend and to close out your week and just surrender it to the Lord. So today we are in Psalm 95, 1 through 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Love it. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Oh my gosh, just all that is super good. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Man, this is just so, so good. So much goodness. And as always, I encourage you to go and read the entire chapter, Psalm 95, and even before, because last week I did 91. So I'm not doing every chapter. I'm just pulling out things that are popping out to me as I've read through it. But this chapter is just so good. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. And then it talks about the mountains belonging to him, the sea belonging to him. He made the earth. He created us. So we need to bow before him. We need to bring him songs of praise. We should be shouting to the rock of our salvation. He is so good. I love this verse too. It says, let us come before him with thanksgiving. You've heard me talk before about gratitude, how important it is for us to be thankful and grateful for what God is doing and has done, and to remember all those things. And even in your day, having a gratitude journal and writing down the things that you're grateful for so that you can keep hold of the good things and not the negative things. It's very easy for us to look back at our day, especially moms, as we're just kind of like trying to figure out how to get through the day. And whether you're a mom or not, like, you're just trying to figure out how to get through the day. And sometimes we say things that we're like, oh, why did we say that? Or we maybe treated something like someone in a way we wouldn't normally do, you know, we were just having an off day or whatever. And we look back on the day and we're like, man, I messed up here. I did this wrong. I should have done this. I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good wife. And all of those things kind of come back. But when we instead choose to say, yes, I made mistakes today, but God is good, and I am grateful for XYZ. I am grateful for running water in my home. I am grateful for a house to live in. I'm grateful that I have family. I'm grateful that we're healthy. I'm grateful that I have a marriage. I'm thankful that I have a car to drive. I'm thankful that I have breath in my lungs. Whatever it is, it could be super small. Like, I always like saying, I'm thankful for toilets. I'm thankful that I have running water in my house and I have a toilet. I don't have to use an outhouse all the time, right? Small things to some are big things to others. And it's just being grateful for everything and looking for those things that we can bring him thanks. Thank you, Lord, that you are great. You are mighty. You are good. You are kind. You are loving. You are faithful in my life. Bringing those things to the forefront of our mind and being thankful for all that he is. So good. It says, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. As you know, my heart for worship is deep, man. I love worship. I love bringing him a song of praise. I love worshiping him. I love being in his presence and drawing close to him in those moments of worship. That is what this is saying right here. Let's bring music and song to him. One of my friends, Brandy, she recently just posted about worship on her Facebook, and she said something that was so deep, and I've heard this before, but it was like, yes. And she was saying, I don't want to have more emotion when I go to concerts. I don't want me to be singing louder and have all this emotion when I go to a concert. And then when I come into worship to the Lord, I'm just subdued and I'm quiet and I'm, you know, whatever. We should be extolling the biggest praise of all when we come to him, because he deserves so much more than any person you go see in a concert or any game that you go see and you're cheering for, right? God is bigger and greater and deserves all our praise. So extol him with music, because he is the king above all kings. The depths of the earth belong to him. The mountains, the seas, all everything on the dry land belong to him. So he deserves all our praise. He deserves all our praise. Amen. All right. I don't want to take too long, so I will call it a day. Remember, friend, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazing love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your weekend and an awesome Friday, and I'll see you next week for our regularly scheduled program. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.